construction or about the house. And they were all in barrels and kegs. And then what was termed fancy groceries. That's things that came in tins. Fancy groceries.
And if they were not fancy groceries,
they were just common items.
And you would be selling them, say, a lot.
By the pound, out of a wooden box. The peaches and prunes, all of that was considered fancy groceries. The peaches and the prunes and the apricots, raisins, all the dried fruits, because they had so much of that they had dried from the orchards on the farm. But when it came from the grocery store, it was considered a fancy item.
I see.
And any of the canned vegetables.
Mm-hmm. If you sold lard or sugar or something.
Staple.
By just dipping it out, you said.
I dipped many a dipper of lard, many a pound of lard, into a tin container.
Mm-hmm. So the opposite of packaged groceries would be selling it in
book.
I see, that was a general.
Mm-hmm. A book.
That was a general term.
Mm-hmm. Peas, any of the lentils. Peas, beans, and even coffee, sugar. There was even a cookie. I can just see the cookie counter now and the candy counter. And any fruits or vegetables that were out of season fresh was termed fancy.
I see.
And it came to Hornsby on the railroad the railroad came through in 1919 in the eastern part of the county. And that's when Old Cranesville, where my father had his first store, Old Cranesville, the business section, removed to what is Hornsby now, because the railroad bypassed Old Cranesville. And they had refrigerated cars, our ice, after ice was delivered to the home, came down on the train. Everything came on the train. The overalls and the jumpers and the work shirts that our college children like so well now, that was worn to the field.
Train was there? What railroad
was
this? I see. And it came.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. GM&O.
GM&O.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I see through here.
Mentioned now the carrying somebody, and they would make payments twice a year.
Twice a year, because they were woodsmen. They worked in the mills in the winter, and they were trappers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring, my father took the furs to the market in St. Louis on this same train.
I see.
And then he would buy. He would go to the shows. To the merchandising marts, to the shows, and buy his materials for summer wear and all. And then when he went in the fall, he would bring back Christmas items. And
it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Suppose someone bought a whole sack or something. And he'll say, now this is pretty heavy because I'll have to
I'll have to tote it.
You have to tote it.
And you didn't put it in a sack either. Many times I have had to suppress laughter when they'd say, Faye, I'll have to tote this to the wagon and could you please put it in a poke?
I see. They use poke.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.